Hello, and welcome to episode 69 of Design Curious Podcast. I'm your host and mentor, Rebecca Ward. Today on the podcast, I am talking about podcasts. I'm going to tell you which podcasts that I listen to for educational purposes, for personal growth, or for guilty pleasures, just because as we get towards the end of the year, I kind of wanted some more lighthearted discussions. We've already talked about being focused going into the new year. And so I thought in these busy times, just to have some quick episodes about some things that you might find interesting, and that might be all the different podcasts that I listen to. So I'll talk about that in today's episode. And I also want to share with you a great review we got on the podcast. We got one from Bona and Teen Caps Show. It says, a great listen. This podcast is a nurturing space for those intrigued by interior design, offering a weekly dose of practical skills and professional insights. Rebecca is like a seasoned guide aiding you to sidestep common industry missteps while encouraging a bold stride toward fulfilling design career, whether as a solo venture or with a firm. So thank you for that review. I really do appreciate the time that everyone takes to leave a comment and leave a rating on the podcast. It just means so much to me and motivates me to keep going on this podcasting journey. Don't forget, right now is a great time to get into My Design Mentor. I'd love to see you in there. You can check out episode 63. I'll tell you all about it. You can also get the downloads for the three things I wish I had known before I started my career in interior design. And if you're thinking 2024 is the year for you, then you're going to want to get this download, get into My Design Mentor, and start you on the career path today. All right, let's talk about podcasts. You're now listening to Design Curious, a place where you, creative one, are here to learn about what it really is like to be an interior designer. And I'm your host and mentor, Rebecca Ward. If you're worried about how to succeed in a creative career, if you're ready to learn your next steps to become an interior designer, and if you want the satisfaction of doing something you love every day, you are in the right place. Grab a coffee, a notebook, and let's dig into today's episode. So I have a few different categories for the podcast that I listen to. I'm mostly dividing it up into ones that I can't miss, that I listen to every week or every publishing that comes out, ones that I listen to maybe 60 or 70% of the time, ones that I hop into once in a while, and things that I wish I could get to, but I don't usually have the time for, and they might cycle in later. And then I have a few that I used to listen to, I'm not currently listening to, but I might come back to later. I hope this is interesting to you. I always like to know what other people are listening to, what podcasts. And so we'll start with the ones that I listen to all the time, I make sure not to miss. And you are probably already familiar with them because I've talked about them before, and I've had many of these podcast hosts onto Design Curious already. So the first one would be The Business of Design podcast with Kimberly Selden. It comes out every Tuesday, and she always has a great interview or just a solo episode about the practices of business of design and how to develop your business to just be more successful. So because I am a business of design member and part of their boss group and everything, I've met Kimberly many times and she's so great. And so I just love listening to her every week when it comes out. I'm very faithful to listen to every single episode. She's actually was the impetus for me starting to listen to podcasts. I found her podcast and binged on all the ones that had gone up to that point. There's like 150 episodes or something. I just kept going and going. Couldn't get enough at that time. And so now I have to wait every week, but they're all great. And I would highly recommend if you're thinking about owning your own business in interior design to listen to the Business of Design podcast. Then the other one that comes out on Thursdays that I always listen to, and I make sure not to miss, and I have listened to every single episode, is the Design You podcast with Toby Fairley. We've had her on as well, and she always has great podcasts. She also dips into some life coaching and more alternative ways to increase your streams of revenue as a business owner, as a creative. she is an interior designer. If you haven't listened to her episode, we'll have a link to that also in the show notes. Yeah, I listen to her every week it comes out. I have also met her and worked with her in her coaching program. And so I'm very much a follower of all the things that she puts out. So I'll listen to that. And then the other one that I make sure I listen to every week without fail is the Office Ladies podcast. So this is one of my guilty pleasures. I love the show The Office. Two of the cast members on there, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, host this podcast. It's a rewatch podcast. So they're going episode by episode, talking about what their experience was like in the episode, breaking down the episode and talking their way through it and talking maybe with directors or different people who worked on the show to get a lot of different perspectives. And it's just a lot of fun. I definitely look forward to that every Wednesday when it comes out. And that is probably the main grouping for podcasts that I make sure I listen to every single week. If I miss a week, like we're on vacation or something, I'll go back and listen to the back episodes. There are several other podcasts, though, that are now coming into my listen every week frame, but I haven't listened to all of the back episodes. I've just started listening here and there, but mostly just picking up where they are right now and moving forward with that. And one of those is the Business of Home podcast. And this comes out twice a week with host Dennis Scully. And on Thursdays, they do a news update for what's happening in the industry. And I've been finding that very interesting. And then he'll usually do an interview of a designer on Mondays. And so I've started to pick that one up as one that I catch almost every time. Another podcast that I listen to, probably about 70% of the ones that come out, is The Kate Show by Kate the Socialite. It's a marketing podcast for the home professional, so for stagers or interior designers, which she has, the Socialite is her agency that helps these creatives with their marketing and social media. So she has a podcast that has come out. She will be on an upcoming episode, spoiler alert, in 2024. So you'll be listening to her. But I do catch the majority of her shows that come out. I just don't catch every single one. Because obviously, there's only so much time. I'm in my car or walking, and I can't listen to everything. Another one that I've started listening to a lot more, and she was on the show as well, is Laura Thornton's The Business of Beautiful Spaces podcast. After she was on the show, I kind of went back and started listening to a few episodes, and she definitely has very actionable advice every episode. You can go back to her episode of when she was on the Design Curious podcast, but definitely go check out her podcast. They're not usually terribly long, so they're kind of quick to the point and give you some actionable advice on how she runs her business and you might want to implement yourself. Then, to take a tangent, another podcast that I've started listening to, probably about 70% of the new episodes that are coming out since I started listening, is more of a guilty pleasure podcast. It's The Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson. And he says he's your personal astrophysicist. And I always thought that actually anything to do with the cosmos and space, the universe, stars, and all that scientific stuff is very interesting to me. There's definitely a scientific side to me that is very curious and wants to know more about our surroundings and the universe out there. So he has a lot of fun episodes. If you're at all interested in that topic, then definitely check him out. He has a great speaking voice. He's made cameos on many TV shows. So he's just a lot of fun. Another one that I've actually started listening to almost every week for personal enrichment is called Little Talk in Slow French. So as you may remember, I double majored in French just for the fun of it and spent a year abroad in the south of France in Aix-en-Provence. And in the last 20 years, I have barely used French at all. So it is very rusty at this point. And so I decided I can't let this go. I need to pick it up again. And so I started listening to this podcast. They're just short episodes. She reads an article slowly and explains a lot of points of it. And then she reads it again quickly at the end of the episode. So as she would be if she were talking to a French person. And for the most part, I understand almost everything, which is encouraging. I wouldn't be able to speak it as well as she does, though. So I just figure that listening to French every week is definitely going to help me get back on track of using the language, knowing it for the next time I go to France, which I hope to do within the next several years. So little talk in slow French is a lot of fun, and I've been enjoying that. As a side note, in addition to bolster my French, I've been listening to the audiobook of Harry Potter, the first book, The Sorcerer's Stone, in French. And I remember now that I actually had read Harry Potter for the first time while I was in France. I read the book in French, and I have never actually read the book in English. And so the other day I realized that, and I thought, oh, I should go read the book in English. My daughter has several times by now, and I do like the Harry Potter stories. And so I've been listening to that, the audiobook as well, sometimes when I'm taking my dog for a walk. And what's nice is you can slow it down or, you know, have it at normal speed if you need to. So just if you want to practice your French or any language, that you can look for podcasts and audiobooks to help you support that learning experience. Another one that I've started listening to is the Huberman Lab. So this one would be more about health and fitness mostly. He has a lot of great guests on there. It's quite well known. So I listen to that every now and then. And then I do catch Jenna Kutcher's Gold Digger podcast. She always has some great episodes and very motivational. And so when I'm looking for some inspo on how to maybe work on my email marketing or things like that, then I definitely turn to her because she's always got great advice for things like that in business. How to scale up. She recently had a whole series on why you should have a podcast. So if that's something that interests you, you can check her out. The Wingnut Social is also one that I used to listen to a lot more. And I do think that it is a good podcast. That is with Darla Powell. She's an interior designer, and she also has a social media company that helps interior designers with their social media. So she always has some great information. Sometimes she'll have these mini news sessions that she will publish, kind of anything late and breaking with all the apps or the softwares that we use, especially like Instagram platform or things like that. So sometimes I'll check those out, but I really haven't lately. I've left them on my follow list because I want to come back to her and start getting her back into the rotation again, because I think there's a lot of good information with Darla Powell's podcast. Oh, I forgot to tell you that there are some podcasts that are like short series. Well, one of those is called Dolly Parton's America. There's just 7 episodes. So it's like a deep dive into Dolly Parton and why she's so iconic in America and about certain songs and her background and everything like that and where she's going in the future. So that was really fascinating to me because I'm a singer. My husband and I have an acoustic duo, and we cover one of her songs, Jolene. So I thought it was fun to listen to her talk about Jolene and the song and just kind of the background of that. And so if you are all interested or like Dolly Parton, check out Dolly Parton's America. Okay, I think that's probably enough. So as you can see, I'm multi-passionate, multi-interested in different things. And so I will stop talking about podcasts, but I probably could talk about it a lot. I really just have enjoyed this platform of podcasts as a way of learning, even for personal growth and just for fun. So I know that you like podcasts because you're listening to this one. So hopefully you found this interesting and might have discovered a few new podcasts that you might want to go listen to for 2024. So this was just a snapshot into what I am currently listening to, and I know that it will be changing over the next year, and this time next year, you'll probably find me listening to different ones that cycle in and out, depending on what I'm going through in my life and what I want to listen to or what I need. And so that's the benefit of having so many podcasts out there. There's a lot of opportunity for fun and for learning. And I highly recommend that you do as I do, though, and use your car. Like Kathy Tonks talked about in episode 58, that her car is her university. So whenever driving to and from appointments or commuting to work, I always have podcasts on most of the time. Maybe Friday evenings and the weekends, I don't so much. I also listen to them when I'm walking my dog every night. So there's a lot of opportunity there for me to do some learning. So some of them are fun, but some of them are just helping to improve my business and my life. So let me know what podcasts you are listening to. I might want to add it in, cycle it into my rotation for this next year. Reach out to me on Instagram at rwarddesign or send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. All right, that's all I have for this week. And the next 2 weeks, I'm actually going to be taking a break because it is Christmas and New Year's. And so I know everybody's busy and they're probably not going to be listening and learning at that time. They're just going to be enjoying their family. So I want to give you that opportunity, just to have a little bit of time off. But if you are looking for more podcasts from me, it might be a great opportunity to go back and listen to any ones that you have missed, or if you want to re-listen to one of your favorites, that would be great. And you can also forward it to someone that you love who might benefit from hearing the podcast. I would really appreciate it. So I wish you all happy holidays and all the best as we go into the new year. So until then, stay creative. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode, please leave a rating and a review. This helps me reach other curious creatives like you. If you have a topic request or would like to contact me, simply head over to my website, rwarddesign.com, or email me at podcast@rwarddesign.com.